Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, lots of folks are still without power after two transformers caught fire in the back bay last night, blanketing the city in a noxious smoke that I personally smelled all the way in Central Square. WBUR's Steve Brown has been on the ground in the back bay, and he joins us now for more. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Adam.
So what do we know about the latest? How many people still are without power?
It's about 12,000 customers still without power in the back bay. The back bay has been a beehive of activity with NSTAR workers all over the place trying to put some temporary cables in to get this part of the back bay tied in with the rest of the grid.
Yeah, normally the back bay is a beehive of activity all by itself. It's, I think, the second biggest employment center in the entire state, which is why this is important, aside from the lives of the folks who are living there. Earlier today, it looked like Newbury Street was pretty much shut down. Are many businesses still closed?
Yeah, they are. From Clarendon Street, if you know how the ABCs of the Back Bay, Arlington, Berkeley, Clarendon, Clarendon Street is the dividing line. East of Clarendon Street, towards the Boston Common, that all has power. So Newbury Street from Clarendon Street on down, Boylston Street from Clarendon Street on down, they have power. But from Clarendon Street towards the Fens, it's still in the dark. All the Boylston Street, Newbury Street, Comm Ave, all the way over to Beacon Street, still dark. A lot of the businesses on Boylston Street and Newbury Street closed today. Big, they'll be adding up their losses for some time today because, you know, the lunchtime crowd, they couldn't have lunch today.
Yeah, no kidding. We just got word that Symphony and Back Bay MBTA stations are back open as of 3 o'clock, so that's one hint of good news for the folks down there. WBUR Steve Brown, thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
And still ahead, growing economic disparity and a skills gap threaten Boston's economic health. We'll dig into a new report from the Boston Foundation. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.